由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you joined us again.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好高兴你能够再次收听我哋嘅节目《天路导向》。
This is the last broadcast on this series of messages entitled "How God Works."
呢一集咧系我哋嘅系列信息《神嘅方法》嘅最后一讲啦。
You might want to turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 2.
请你咧系将圣经系翻到《列王纪下》嘅第二章咧。
Through this example, we will learn about the three stages which every believer must experience.
通过这个的例子，我们要来去学习每一个信徒都必须经历的三部曲。
Elijah has been given a word from the Lord.
以利亚他得到神的话语指示他。
And now it is a matter of hours before he will be propelled into the presence of God.
神好快咧就会用旋风系接佢升天啦。
Before that，
喺佢升天之前咧
，He goes on a quick missionary journey to visit the three seminaries that he has founded。
咁佢咧就要尽快去访问佢所创办嘅三间先知嘅学校。
They are three Bible schools in three different cities where the sons of the prophets studied under him。
这三间的先知学校呢是他在三个不同的城市建立的先知学校，年轻一代的先知呢都是在那里去跟他学习的。
And Elijah goes there to say goodbye to each of them before he goes to be with God.
以利亚要在升天之前呢去那里是跟他们每一个人道别。
Elisha, his understudy and disciple and the heir apparent would not leave him.
咁以利沙咧系以利亚嘅学生，系佢嘅门徒，系佢嘅继承人。佢始终咧都唔愿意离开以利亚。
He went everywhere Elijah went。
以利亚去到边咧，佢都一路跟住以利亚嘅。
Even when Elijah implored him to leave，
就算以利亚恳求佢咧，佢都唔愿意离开。
But these towns that Elijah went into with Elisha have very important symbolic meanings.
咁但系咧，以利亚同以利沙去呢一啲嘅城镇咧，系有好重要嘅象征意义嘅。
There is significance in the sequence with which he visited these places.
佢哋访问呢啲嘅地方嗰个嘅先后次序咧，都系好重要嘅。
They represented the three stages through which every believer goes.
这三间的学校呢，他们代表着每个信徒都要经过的三个阶段。
In verse 1,
在第一节那
里 He went to Gilgal.
以利亚呢，他去到吉甲。
We know about Gilgal from Joshua 4.
我们在这个约书亚记的第四章呢，已经是看见吉甲这个地方了。
Gilgal represented a place of beginning.
吉甲呢，是代表一个开始的地方。
Gilgal represented a place of security and safety.
吉甲咧亦都代表咧系一个安全嘅地方。
Gilgal represented a place of communion and sharing with God.
吉甲代表咗一个系同神交流嘅同埋分享嘅地方。
Gilgal represented a place of preparation.
吉甲咧亦都系代表咗一个预备嘅地方。
In Joshua chapter 4.
在约书亚记的四章里面，我们看得见
Gilgal became engraved on the minds of every Jew.
每一个犹太人的心里面都是铭记着吉甲这个地方的。
Because there, Joshua piled up 12 stones representing the 12 tribes of Israel.
因为在那里，约书亚就堆起了12块的石头，代表以色列的12个支派。
There he told the Israelites that in the future, when their descendants ask their fathers what these stones mean,
他对以色列人说，日后你们的子孙问他们的父亲说，这些石头究竟是什么意思呢？
They are to tell them,
那你们就要是这样去跟他们说。
This is where God dried up the Jordan River so that Israel could cross over into the promised land.
就要话咧，耶和华你哋嘅神使到约旦河嘅水干咗，让到以色列民能够走过呢条河，进入应许之地。
Gilgal is a symbol of preparation.
吉甲代表咗预备。
And there, Elijah remembered the beginning of his obedience to God.
咁以利亚喺嗰度咧，就回想起当初佢系点样开始顺服神嘅。
It was the time when God gave him a challenge, telling him to go to Ahab.
嗰阵时神呢系俾佢一个挑战，让佢咧去见亚哈。
And Elijah obeyed.
而以利亚咧就顺服啦。
Gilgal is a symbol of Elijah's obedience to the Lord when he called him initially.
吉甲咧对于以利亚嚟讲咧系代表住神呼召佢嘅时候，佢对神嘅顺服。
Then from Gilgal, Elijah went to Bethel with Elisha close on his heels.
咁离开吉甲之后呢，以利亚就嚟到伯特利，以利沙呢一路都紧紧跟随住佢嘅。
Bethel is a place of altars.
伯特利系一个献祭嘅地方。
Bethel means the house of God.
伯特利呢个字嘅意思呢，就系神嘅家咁解。
Abraham returned to Bethel where he had built an altar.
亚伯拉罕翻翻到伯特利就建立咗呢一座嘅祭坛。
After he went to Egypt and repented from his lying about his wife.
因为他曾经呢是在埃及，因为自己的妻子希门讲大话，他为这个罪呢是去认罪悔改的。
Jacob built an altar in Bethel.
雅各亦都在伯特利呢起了一座的坛。
Bethel is a place of heart searching and self-examination.
伯特利是一个反省内心的地方。
Bethel is a place of sacrificing.
伯特利是一个献祭的地方。
Bethel is a place of putting whatever's close to your heart and whatever you are holding onto on the altar of God.
伯特利是你将你最心爱的、最不舍得放弃的嘢献俾神的地方。
Let me ask you this.
让我来问你一个问题啊。
What is God asking you to put on the altar?
神要你放啲乜嘢喺献祭嘅祭坛上边呢？
God does not ask you to do that because he wants it or he needs it.
神希望你咁样做，并唔系因为佢需要你嘅祭品。
But because he knows that you need to do that.
而系因为佢知道你需要咁样做。
And there Elijah was remembering his giving of his life to serve and follow the word of God.
正是在伯特利，以利亚呢回想起呢怎样去将自己献给神，并且呢开始信服神的话。
Then he went to Jericho from Bethel.
跟着呢他就从伯特利呢去耶利哥了。
Jericho represented battles.
耶利哥呢是一个征战的地方。
Jericho is the place where God supernaturally gave victory in the battle.
耶利哥咧喺嗰度咧，神系用超自然嘅力量帮助以色列人喺战争里边得胜嘅。
Jericho represented the battles in Elijah's life.
耶利哥代表住以利亚一生里边好几场嘅战役。
Jericho represented the battle with the prophets of Baal.
耶利哥代表以利亚同埋巴力嘅先知嗰个之间嘅斗争。
Jericho represented the battle with Ahab and Jezebel.
耶利哥呢亦都代表住佢同耶洗别同埋亚哈之间嘅争战。
Jericho represented the battle with depression and discouragement.
耶利哥代表住佢同沮丧同埋挫折嘅争战。
Jericho represented the battle of injustice against Naboth.
耶利哥代表佢为拿伯申冤抱不平嘅战争。
There, Elijah remembered the battles.
喺呢一度呢在耶利哥这个地方呢，以利亚呢就记起这些争战。
As if to say,
就好像在这里说，
I am just so glad that the battle is over.
真是开心了，这些争战呢都过去了。
First to Gilgal,
以利亚呢是首先来到吉甲，
then to Bethel,
跟着呢就去到伯特利，
then the departing point,
跟着呢就去到呢是离别的地方。
Some of you have just begun your Christian walk.
你哋当中咧，有啲人咧系啱啱决定跟随主耶稣嘅。
You may have just begun the process of sanctification.
你哋或者咧系啱啱开始你哋成圣嘅旅程。
Symbolically speaking, you are at Gilgal right now.
咁其实咧，好有象征意义咁去讲咧，你其实而家正系喺吉甲呢个地方嘅。
Others of you are walking on your way to Bethel.
另外有啲人咧，可能正系去紧伯特利嘅路上。
Where you are building an altar for God.
喺嗰度咧，你可能会为你嘅神咧系建立起一座嘅祭坛嘅。
There you are hearing the voice of God telling you to sacrifice.
喺嗰度咧，你就会听到神嘅声音话俾你听咧去献祭。
You are hearing the voice of God saying to you.
喺嗰度咧，你会听到神亲自对你讲。
The reason you feel there is dryness in your Christian walk is because you are not obeying me and sacrificing in Bethel.
如果你喺成圣嘅旅程上边觉得生命好枯干，咁系因为咧你冇信服我，冇喺伯特利嗰度献祭。
That sacrifice may be a broken romance.
你需要咧系献上嘅祭品咧，可能系一段破裂嘅感情。
That sacrifice may be a shattered dream.
你要献上嘅祭品咧，可能系你破碎嘅梦想。
The sacrifice may be a lost job or career.
你嘅祭品可能系你失去嘅工作或者你事业嘅前途。
That sacrifice may be a loss of a loved one.
亦都可能咧系失去你所爱嘅人。
Don't ever forget that whenever you are placing on the altar of Bethel, God is at work in your life.
但系你千祈唔好忘记喺咩时候你将呢啲放喺祭坛上边咧，神就会喺你生命里边动工噶啦。
Some of you.Have not only been to Gilgal and to Bethel, but you have also been to Jericho.
但系亦都有啲人咧，唔单止去过呢个吉甲同埋伯特利，亦都到咗耶利哥。
You have known the places of victory after battle.
你哋品尝过战胜嘅滋味。
It may have been a battle in your own home, and God gave you victory.
呢个可能咧系发生喺你屋企里边嘅争战，神帮助你咧系获得胜利。
It may have been a battle where your son or daughter, after years of rebellion, turned to Christ.
你得到嘅胜利可能系你嘅仔女喺好多年嘅叛逆之后咧，终于决定系归向耶稣基督啦。
It may have been a battle of thought where you have wrestled with doubt and fear and disbelief.
呢个亦都可能咧系一场你同你自己嘅怀疑、恐惧同埋唔信咧之间嘅一个争战。
And now you have made it across the river.
咁现在咧，你已经咧系越过咗嗰条嘅河流啦。
It may have been a battle of prayer where God is telling you to spend time with Him.
呢个咧或者系一场祷告嘅争战，神话俾你听要同佢亲近。
It may have been a battle of sensuality.
呢个咧亦都可能系一场对付情欲嘅争战。
Whatever Jericho you are in.
无论咧你系处于边一种嘅争战里边。
God has given you the victory in the past.
神曾经帮助你，使到你咧系得胜。
Let that victory serve as a reminder that God will give you victory again and again.
让呢个嘅胜利咧，时时刻刻提醒你，神将来咧仲会俾你一次又一次嘅胜利嘅。
Now you notice Elijah wanted to walk into these places alone.
嗱，你而家咧应该已经注意到啦，以利亚咧系想一个人去呢啲地方嘅。
You remember after Mount Carmel, he was discouraged and he left his servant at Beersheba and went alone.
你仲记唔记得啊？经过加密山上面嘅事件之后咧，以利亚咧就觉得好灰心，于是咧就将仆人留低喺别士巴，一个人咧独自离开啦。
When he got there alone, he said to God, "Take my life."
当佢咧系单独一个人嘅时候咧，佢就只系好想去求死。
He was discouraged and despondent.
佢咧系觉得好气馁，亦都咧好沮丧。
And had the servant been there, he probably would have encouraged him.
咁如果咧当时佢嘅仆人系在场嘅话咧，佢就会鼓励以利亚啦。
Because the young man would have reminded him of the goodness of God.
因为呢位嘅年轻嘅仆人咧系会提醒佢，神系良善信实嘅。
And here again, Elijah wants to go it alone.
但现在咧，以利亚咧就想一个人去啦。
But Elisha out of a sense of love and loyalty and commitment and devotion, does not let him walk there alone.
但是出于爱、忠诚、责任感和献身的决心，以利沙呢，是不会被以利亚独自前往的。
Oh, what a friendship.
啊，这个是几咁珍贵的友谊呢？
Oh, what a commitment.
这个是几咁的重要的一个的责任感呢？
Such devotion is rare indeed.
这样的献身的决志呢，是非常之难得的。
But it is also blessed indeed.
但是呢，他亦都是会得到很大的祝福的。
For later on, you will discover that Elisha got double portion of Elijah's blessing.
之后呢，你就会发现以利沙呢，是得到是以利亚的福分的双倍的。
If you have one person who walks with you to Gilgal,
如果你能够有个朋友陪伴你是前往吉甲呢，
and walks with you to Bethel,
陪伴你是前往伯特利的呢，
and he walks with you to Jericho,
并且是陪伴你去到耶利哥的呢，
you are blessed indeed.
那你实在是很有福气的。
If you don't,
但是如果你没有的话，
I would urge you to take time and cultivate such a person who will walk with you.
我就鼓励你呢，是花啲时间找一位呢愿意同你同行的朋友，并且呢是培养你之间的关系。
Not only to Gilgal,
不单止呢去到吉甲。
Not only to Bethel,
不单止去到伯特利。
Not only to Jericho,
不单止去到耶利哥。
But all the way to Jordan,
而是呢一路去到约旦河。
A man should choose a man.
男士呢应该是选择返男士做这样的朋友。
And the woman chooses a woman.
女士呢亦都应该选择女士去做这样的朋友。
To walk with you.
是能够呢同你一起去同行的。
When they go to the Jordan.
当他们呢是去到约旦河的时候。
As the gust of wind began to blow.
这个狂风呢就吹起了。
Elijah's mantle fell.And Elisha picked it up.
咁咧就吹跌咗以利亚嘅外衣，以利沙咧就帮佢执翻起嚟。
When the departing moment came,
当佢哋离开嘅时候到咗啦。
Elijah, the mentor, the discipler, asked his disciple what he could do for him.
以利亚呢位老师咧就问佢嘅徒弟：你要我为你做啲乜嘢咧
？And I love Elisha's boldness.
他说呢，我是很欣赏以利沙在这里的大胆的。
I have prayed for God to give me such boldness.
我亦都祷告求神能够给我这样的胆量。
I hope that you would pray for such boldness.
我同样呢希望你去求神给你有这样的这个的胆量。
Elisha could have said,
以利沙呢大可以这样说的。
I don't need anything.
我不需要什么东西。
I'm not worthy to receive anything.
我唔配咧去接受任何嘅嘢。
You don't have to do anything for me.
你唔需要为我去做啲乜嘢。
He didn't do that.
但系以利沙咧冇咁样做。
I want a double portion of your spirit.
佢话愿感动你嘅灵加倍咁样去感动我。
Elisha knew exactly what he was asking.
以利沙咧佢好清楚知道自己究竟要啲乜嘢。
Can I be bold as to ask you a very personal question?
现在呢，容许我问你一个私人的问题啊。
If the Lord Jesus Christ will come to you in person and sit with you today,
如果现在主耶稣来到去看你，同你呢，是并肩地去坐。
If he would ask you, what can I do for you?
如果他问你，我能够为你做些什么？
What would you ask for?
那你会求耶稣做些什么呢？
What would you say?
你会怎样说呢？
Think about this.
请你想一想啊。
Elisha could have asked for power to call down fire from heaven.
以利沙呢可以呢是求那些呢从天上叫唤下来烈火的那种的能力。
But he didn't.
但是他没有。
Elisha could have asked for power to raise the dead widow's son.
以利沙他可以要求呢有那种呢是使到寡妇的仔复活的能力。
But he didn't.
但是他亦都没有。
This wise man asked for the Spirit of God that dwelt in Elijah to dwell in him.
这位很有智慧的以利沙呢，他求住在以利亚身上的灵呢，也都能够住在他身上。
And he asked for that Spirit in abundance.
而且他求神的灵能够丰丰富富地去跟他同在。
Listen to what James says.
我们来看看雅各书的雅各是怎样说的。
You do not have because you do not ask.
他说你们得不到是因为你们不求。
And when you ask, you do not receive.
你们求也都得不到呢。
Because you ask with the wrong motive.
是因为你们妄求。
I believe that when it comes to God's work,
我相信如果是为了神的工作，
when it comes to God's glory,
如果是为了神的荣耀，
God wants us to ask for big things.
神呢，是希望我们求大事的。
God expects us to come to him and ask for an ocean.
神希望我们来到他的面前，向他求一大片的海洋。
But instead, we bring him a small cup.
但是呢，我们却只是呢，带着一个小小的杯。
And I can almost hear God saying, why a small cup?
我们几乎呢，可以听得见神说，为什么带一只这么小的杯呢？
I want to bless you.
我很希望能够祝福你。
I want to use you.
我好想咧系能够用你。
When you read of the life of Elisha, you're going to discover that God answered his prayer exactly.
你去读以利沙嘅生平，你就会知道神系答应咗佢嘅祷告。
While Elijah performed 4 miracles, Elisha performed 8.
以利亚行咗四个神迹，以利沙咧就行咗八个。
So let me challenge you today.
所以我今日要向你挑战。
Dare to ask God for big things.
请你呢，是放胆的向神去求大事啊。
Dare to ask God for great things.
请你呢，是放胆的是向神求伟大的事啊。
Dare to ask God for mighty things.
请你放胆向神求了不起的事啊。
He wants to do it.
他希望我们这样做。
When it comes to the work of God,
如果是为了神的工作，
When it comes to the kingdom of God,
如果是为了神的国度，
When it comes to the salvation of souls,
如果是为了拯救灵魂，
When it comes to building up the body,
如果要为了去建立基督的身体，
When it comes to impacting the world for Jesus Christ,
如果是为了基督要影响这个世界，
You can ask boldly,
你就可以放胆地去求。
In the ascension of Elijah in the Old Testament and in the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ in the New Testament.
在旧约里面的以利亚的升天和在新约里面耶稣基督的升天，
Both were witnessed by personal disciples.
都有他们的门徒呢，是作为这个目击证人的。
Not the large crowds.
不是呢，一大班人。
But personal disciples.
而是亲近的那些门徒。
Had I been staging Elijah's ascension,
我如果是去安排以利亚升天这一幕呢，
I would want the whole royal family of Israel to be there.
我就会让整个以色列的家族呢都是在场的。
Thank God this is not a series about how I work.
感谢神啊，这个系列的信息并不是讲我的方法。
But about how God works.
而是呢，关于神的方法究竟是怎样的。
And God doesn't work the way I would work.
而神呢，是没有呢，是用到我们的方法呢，是来去工作的。
These moments were reserved only for those who live by faith.
这些特殊的时刻呢，是保留给那些凭信心而活的人。
God saves his best for those who have faith.
神将最好的呢，是留给那些相信他的人。
When Elijah was ascended,
当以利亚是升天的时候，
His mantle which represented the Spirit of God was given to Elisha.
他将他那件代表着神的灵的外衣呢，是留了给以利沙。
And when the Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven,
当耶稣基督升天的时候，
The Bible says,
圣经上面说，
That he gave the Holy Spirit of God to all who desired him.
他将圣灵留给所有渴想得到他的人。
I want to end this series of messages by reminding you of what I said in the last message.
我想在结束这个系列之前，再来回顾一下上次讲的信息。
If you really desire heaven in the hereafter,
如果你真系渴想将来喺天堂
，you have to walk with God in the here and now。
你一定要喺而家开始与神同行。
In Matthew 24:36, Jesus said，
喺马太福音24:36，耶稣话
：Only the Father knows the hour。
但那日子那时辰没有人知道，唯独父知道。
If you were to die today，
如果你今日死
，and face the Lord Jesus，
你去见主耶稣
，if you look into the eyes of the one who died for you，
你面对住呢位曾经为你而死嘅主
，the one who paid the price for your sin and saved you and redeemed you，
佢曾经为你嘅罪付上代价，拯救你，赎回你。
What would you say?
咁你会讲啲乜嘢咧
？If you are not sure you will go to heaven today, you can be sure once and for all.
如果你仲未能够确定自己死后能唔能够上天堂嘅话，咁今日咧你就必须咧系彻底嘅搞清楚啦。
Just take God at His word.
你只需要咧系全心相信神嘅话语。
It is not because of anything you do.
这个呢并不是因为你做了什么事
But because Jesus promised that when you come to him in repentance and faith, you will receive eternal life.
而是因为耶稣应许我们，如果你来到他的面前，你愿意认罪悔改，并且是相信主耶稣，那你就会有永生了。
But if you have known the Lord Jesus Christ and you have not walked with him,
如果你知道耶稣基督，但是呢你还未跟随他的话，
What will you say when you see him?
咁当你遇到佢嘅时候，你会同佢讲啲乜嘢咧
？Will you say, "I'm sorry, I wasn't different from the unbelievers"?
你系咪会话俾佢听？对唔住啊，主耶稣，我同嗰啲唔信嘅人系冇分别嘅。
I'm sorry, I was cold.
我好对唔住，我当时咧系一路都好冷淡。
I'm sorry, I was busy.
我好对唔住，我一路咧都系太过忙碌啦。
I am sorry I didn't realize your kingdom needed me.
我好对唔住，我以前都唔意识到咧，你嘅国度咧系需要我嘅。
Will you apologize for all these things, or will you say, Lord God, I have given you my all?
你系咪为呢啲嘅事系去道歉咧？定一话你会话主耶稣，我已经咧系奉献晒我所有噶啦。
In 2 Timothy 4:7-8。
在提摩太后书的4:7-8那里
When the time came for the Apostle Paul to go and face the Lord Jesus, there was no regret.
当使徒保罗将要离开世界去见主的时候，他是没有任何的遗憾的。
He said, I fought the good fight.
他说，那美好的仗我已经打过了。
Therefore, he knew that the crown is awaiting him.
所以他知道一定是有公义的冠冕为他存留的。
It is my prayer that this will be your condition when you're getting ready to meet the Lord.
盼望当你见主的时候，你就是处于这样的情况里面。
Until we meet in heaven, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，直到我们见主的那一日。好啦，咁今集嘅呢一个嘅天路导向咧嚟到呢一度，我哋下集再会。